Dead Sisters by Terry Pratchett. Read by Celia Imrie. Starring three witches, also kings, daggers, crowns, storms, dwarfs, cats, ghosts, spectres, apes, bandits, demons, forests, heirs, jesters, torches, trolls, turntables, general rejoicing, and divers' alarums. The wind howled. Lightning stabbed at the earth erratically, like an inefficient assassin. Thunder rolled back and forth across the dark, rain-lashed hills. The night was as black as the inside of a cat. It was the kind of night you could believe on which gods moved men as though they were pawns on the chessboard of fate. In the middle of this elemental storm, a fire gleamed among the dripping furze bushes, like the madness in a weasel's eye. It illuminated three hunched figures. As the cauldron bubbled, an eldritch voice shrieked,
"When shall we three meet again?"
There was a pause. Finally, another voice said in far more ordinary tones,
"Well, I could do next Tuesday."
Through the fathomless deeps of space swim the star turtle Great Artuan, bearing on its back the four giant elephants who carry on their shoulders the mass of the Discworld. A tiny sun and moon spin around them on a complicated orbit to induce seasons. So probably nowhere else in the multiverse is it sometimes necessary for an elephant to cock a leg to allow the sun to go past. Exactly why this should be may never be known. Possibly the creator of the universe got bored with all the usual business of axial inclination, albedos, and rotational velocities, and decided to have a bit of fun for once. It would be a pretty good bet that the gods of the world like this probably do not play chess, and indeed this is the case. In fact, no gods anywhere play chess. They haven't got the imagination. Gods prefer simple, vicious games where you do not achieve transcendence but go straight to oblivion. A key to the understanding of all religion is that a god's idea of amusement is snakes and ladders with greased rungs. Magic glues the Discworld together. Magic generated by the turning of the world itself. Magic wound like silk out of the underlying structure of existence to suture the wounds of reality. A lot of it ends up in the Ramtop Mountains, which stretch from the frozen lands near the hub all the way via a lengthy archipelago to the warm seas which flow endlessly into space over the rim. Raw magic crackles invisibly from peak to peak and earths itself in the mountains. It is the Ramtops that supply the world with most of its witches and wizards. In the Ramtops, the leaves on the trees move even when there is no breeze. Rocks go for a stroll of an evening. Even the land, at times, seems alive. At times, so does the sky. The storm was really giving it everything it had. This was its big chance. It had spent years hanging around the provinces, putting in some useful work as a squall, building up experience, making contacts, occasionally leaping out on unsuspecting shepherds or blasting quite small oak trees. Now an opening in the weather had given it an opportunity to strut its hour, and it was building up its role in the hope of being spotted by one of the big climates. It was a good storm. There was quite effective projection and passion there, and critics agreed that if it would only learn to control its thunder, it would be, in years to come, a storm to watch. The woods roared their applause and were full of mists and flying leaves. On nights such as these, the gods, as has already